some religious groups in New York are celebrating last night's rare late-night Supreme Court decision, blocking an executive order from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that restricted attendance at religious services in their neighborhoods because of the pandemic. Ultra-Orthodox Jewish organizations in Brooklyn and Queens and the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn claimed that Cuomo singled them out. The state pointed to the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. And then there was that alarming ultra-Orthodox wedding last week that drew hundreds not wearing masks. The court's decision was 5-4, with its newest justice, Amy Coney Barrett, considered the fifth vote. Emily Bazelon, staff writer at New York Times Magazine and fellow at the Yale Law School, is here. Emily, thank you for taking a break from your Thanksgiving. Thanks.
You are welcome. Glad to be here.
And we should say the two litigants, the ultra-Orthodox Jewish groups and the Catholic diocese, were already not subject to these restrictions because they've been lifted. There's a color system for restrictions in New York, and COVID cases had abated in their area. But what was the argument from the court in blocking even targeted restrictions?
Well, the court was arguing that New York hadn't shown that less strict measures would be enough to protect public health, which is a pretty cursory kind of way of thinking about this. You can see in the concurrences by Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh that some of the conservative judges didn't like the idea that essential businesses, which were permitted to open in New York, included stores, but did not include houses of worship. And I think the odd thing about the majority's analysis here is what it's comparing. So the majority behaves as if people going to stores are the same as people congregating in a house of worship, even though it's very unusual in a store for lots of people to be sitting together or certainly singing or chanting together for a long time. That's right. Traditional in a church or synagogue or a mosque, and we know that that is a riskier activity. So there was no discussion of the science or kind of scientific public health considerations in the majority's opinion.
Yeah. And what about Chief Justice John Roberts and the three liberal justices dissenting? What did they say?
Well, Chief Justice John Roberts says, you know what, there's no reason for us to decide this right now. For the reason that you gave earlier, New York had agreed to lift these restrictions for now because the coronavirus spread is not as bad in the city. And so these restrictions said that in the red zone, the highest risk in New York, you could have 10 people in a house of worship. In the orange zone, you could have 25 people. But the Catholic Archdiocese and the Orthodox synagogues that have sued, they no longer are subject to those restrictions. And so Chief Justice Roberts was making a kind of traditional conservative judicial modesty move here in which he's saying, look, if they're subject to these restrictions again, maybe they will be proved to be unduly harsh. But at the moment, they're not. So we don't need to step in here. And this is a classic example of a judge saying, you know what, let's leave this in the hands of public health officials, not have judges step in to make these decisions unless it's absolutely necessary.
Well, and be clear, what does it mean? I mean, be clear only because I'm not able to figure this out. Temporary decision made on an emergency basis. By the way, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on the court, Roberts sided with the liberals and the decision was in favor of restrictions. That was when California had restrictions in place. So obviously there's been a tilt here. But what does this mean for other states, for New York, when it comes to restrictions on houses of worship in the pandemic?
Yeah, I'm kind of scratching my head about that, too. I mean, it looks like what the court is saying is that if you have businesses open, you have to treat churches and other houses of worship just like those businesses, but without paying attention to the greater risk that the church, that, you know, a religious service can entail. And that's very strange to me, because it seems so at odds with the science and what we know about the spread of coronavirus. And so you're right, this is a decision that's a temporary restraining order against New York. The merits, the kind of larger case, is still to be thrashed out in the lower courts. And so one hopes going forward that there will be more attention to these apples-to-apples comparisons and figuring out what the state really needs to do to protect public health.
And meanwhile, many have seen the video from the Hasidic wedding in Brooklyn this month, hundreds packing a synagogue, no one wearing masks. Mayor Bill de Blasio said organizers will be fined $15,000 for violating restrictions. And so we're keeping an eye on that to see what happens there, if there might be any kind of consideration of that. Emily Bazelon, staff writer at the New York Times Magazine, fellow at the Yale Law School. Thank you so much for weighing in on this Supreme Court decision. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.